Last night I went to purgatory. That was the incredible message that one of the viewers left in a comment. You see, this channel is incredible because it's not just the saints that go to purgatory that I'm presenting to you. It's also the viewers. If you go to some of the different videos and see some of the comments, viewer after viewer has had experiences with the souls in purgatory or even having God send them to purgatory itself so they can see it for themselves, because God wants the whole world to believe in purgatory, to pray for the souls in purgatory so that they may be released. We're going to talk about two incredible purgatory stories from the viewers in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. You know, one thing that's amazing that I myself had never had any of these experiences, I'm just the one that's reporting everything that I find, which is an incredible grace and privilege. Check out this story. What I'm about to say is absolutely incredible. One night in my early 20s, as I went to bed, my thoughts were on worldly things, normal things for a young 20-year-old. I didn't even go to bed with spiritual thoughts or any consideration for my faith that night. So I know for certain that I was given a gift that night, not a dream. I woke the next morning looking at the world around me in complete amazement. You see, that night I went to purgatory. The pain and the suffering is precisely as described in this video. My body was moaning and aching for God to the point of breathlessness. The torment was severe. My description actually matches those of Sister Faustina. I was in a foggy place and only thought of God and the meaning of what I should have thought about and done while on earth. I thought of the critical loss of priorities in earthly life, and the sufferings here are worth every moment because the reward of God is all that counts. I saw one soul next to me feeling the same, knowing that our prayers were not helping us one iota. The ridiculous of thinking how our priorities here on earth are so foolish. I understood that time well spent praying to God and loving Him on this earth, cherishing the Mass, and following every single rule of the Catholic Church was all that I needed. I saw priests as beacons of light to be appreciated and to thank God for, because they are the only ones carrying His word, delivering it to the people. I did get moments of relief, however, with God's mercy, when a visit from the Blessed Virgin, the moment souls hear and feel her coming, they have temporary relief, and she looked at the souls with merciful love. I feel I have to write this, and it would be cruel for me not to reveal the truth that was shown to me mercifully. The one thing I remember thinking when I woke that next morning was that my worst day on earth is better than your best day in purgatory. Naturally, one might ask why this is all the case. All I can say is mysteries on this earth and life itself do not make sense until you see the fullness of God. One critical thing I didn't mention was my absolute lack of knowledge of anything to do with purgatory prior to this experience. I simply cannot be accused of having a subconscious awareness of any saints' prior revelations. Stumbling on them later put me in shock. When I woke the following morning, my thoughts were consumed about how the existence on earth can be completely free and independent, but in the spiritual world, you are completely dependent on God's connection to you. We need Him for life. The fear of separation and loss of Him was simply overwhelming. Then the message of the opportunity to show our real love for Him while on earth, when we can truly prove our love, needed to be grasped. There is so much depth in that experience of the viewer. I loved how they said that the only things that matter are praying and talking to God, cherishing God, cherishing the Mass, and then following the rules of the Church. That's it. Everything else is just a detail to allow us to live our life of faith. And also mind-blowing that even in our darkest day on earth, that is better than your best day in purgatory. Something to really, really sit with, as well as our complete dependence on God. You know, one of the gifts that God has given me is if I don't go to have time alone, and especially time alone before the tabernacle, time alone in prayer, I just become depressed. So as I like to say that God has a very short leash on me. So I'm lucky because I experience what truly is. Some of us maybe can go days and months without talking to God and we feel okay. Maybe we even feel happy, but we're not experiencing the reality that at any given moment, you depend on God more than you can possibly imagine. And it's a grace and a gift that we should ask for to feel just a little bit of that here on earth. These experiences of other people help us to put ourselves in a place of wanting to be holy, but it can also deeply remind us to intercede for the souls in purgatory, and we can deliver them from this difficult place of purification so that they can enter and be with the God that they love and that we are called to love. Now check out this second story. I just lost my son to suicide this last May, and I asked Jesus to accept my sufferings of mourning to help my son and for my penance and for the suffering souls. Mourning is not done in vain. Amen, amen. I have been strengthened supernaturally and I have not been consumed. God and Jesus have completely given me peace, and I was given a profound dream of my son. And when I held him in my dream, the love that emanated from him was so profound that when I began to wake, I really did not want to be here back on earth. My son is at peace. God is so generous and has taken mercy and pity on me. It is unbelievable. Thus, there is great hope for suicides. Do not despair. Now, she was particularly commenting on a video where I was quoting Saint Litwina about grief, and her teaching was essentially that we waste time when we grieve for our loved ones who have died, when that grief is only for us to make ourselves feel better. Rather, we should use that grief to stir up God's pity and mercy, then to implore for the soul in purgatory. And in doing so, in using that grief for your loved one who has died and is now in purgatory, not only will you bring them relief, not only are you showing them true love, but in them being purified, the two of you and that pain of grief will actually heal significantly faster than just grieving alone and not having it offered to God. My friends, keep sharing your purgatory stories in the comments because we need to hear them. There is a reason why God has allowed you to have those experiences. It's to create more faith, more belief in purgatory and the Catholic faith that we all know and love. My friends, thank you for joining me in today's video. If this has helped you in any way, please subscribe and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.